Hi, this is Melissa Wood Tepperberg, and this is the Move with Heart podcast. Are you ready?
Just breathe it all in.
I want to talk. I can't lie.
I was like, it's going to be short, sweet, and very spicy.
And we're going to get right into it because apparently some of you think I talk too much.
One of the most profound moments in my life, mastering my mind and staying in a cold plunge. Now, first of all, I would love to preface this by saying the cold plunge craze, I hated. I hated everyone who plunged, who shared it, who showed me that they could stay in longer than me. But what I actually have realized from feeling that way is it was a deep fear of mine. And seeing people achieve better results, and I'll be honest, I can be a little competitive at times, mostly with myself, it just made me feel like a failure. I am one of those people who, when I do something, I like to give it every single thing I have and just really make every moment count. And it was just so hard and challenging for me to stay in a cold plunge. I mean, not to mention 37 degrees is freaking freezing, okay? It's freezing and it is a shock to your system. But what I experienced in my life from no longer telling myself that I could not stay in a cold plunge. That was my mindset. My attitude towards it was negative. I can own that. And I carried that energy thinking that I just couldn't do it. I've mastered a lot of things when it comes to wellness and fitness, but like this was one thing that was just so challenging for me. And I just told myself I hated it and I couldn't do it. And not even truly consciously being very aware on a subconscious level that that was the bullshit I was feeding myself, which truly is why I couldn't stay in that damn thing. And I really went on this internal quest of trying to understand the why behind it. I find when you get really curious in life with yourself, with something that is almost just like hanging on your mind, no matter what it is, it brings such a different approach and lightness to the situation. So I started to just like have a little fun with it and truly just meet myself where I was. And the first time I ever went into a cold plunge, I literally lasted, I think, 10 seconds. Jason, huge shout out to Jason Strauss, who is one of my wellness soul BFFs in this space. We share so many interests of just being really passionate about ways to improve our health. And he is someone that encouraged me to stay with it and to keep trying. But what he really did was introduce me to nasal breathing. That is one of the main reasons in changing my mindset as to why I can now stay in a cold plunge for 10 minutes. I know, you heard it here. I'm annoyed by myself for saying it. Just kidding. I'm not. I'm so proud of myself because I never thought that I could do it. I've been taping my mouth shut at night, which I'm going to do an entire episode on. What nasal breathing has done is it's helped me tap into this deep, slow, restful sleep from breathing in and out of my nose. And that's why I mouth tape. I sense, I can remember, I have woken up with anxiety. I now wake up with this level of calm that I haven't experienced before. And I do all the things, as we know. And I have no shame in my game with that because I really want to get to the bottom of what makes me feel better, what makes me feel more easeful in my own body. And for those out there who tend to run on more of the anxious side, like myself, I actually don't even feel like I do anymore. It's helped me just readjust my relationship to anxiety because I just wasn't breathing right, as crazy as that sounds. If you take a breath right now, open your mouth, take a deep breath. What moves? Most likely your chest, right? I was chest breathing, which had enhanced fight or flight in my life. So living in my sympathetic nervous system, which is your stressful state, that adds more stress. Now I want you to close your mouth and take a deep, full inhale through your nose and a deep, full exhale out through your nose. Hopefully, your belly moved more than your chest. And from mouth taping, it's helped me deepen and tap into belly breathing in the most mind-blowing way. So from learning to adjust my breath, especially during challenging and stressful situations, like getting in a freezing cold plunge, it's helped me regulate my system more. And my HRV score, my heart rate variability, these are the number of heartbeats per minute, is the healthiest it's ever been from taping my mouth shut at night too. Noah may not be the biggest fan of the way it looks, but he's even noticed a difference in just my state of being. Okay, let's get back to those cold plunge lessons, because I was at Remedy Place in New York City. And what I loved is they first put you in this hot sauna, like really hot sauna, and then you go into the cold plunge. But first, they do an 11-minute breathing exercise first. So you really drop into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is a more peaceful, easeful, restful state. So I got myself really, really calm, and I was really hot coming down from the infrared sauna. And I went in the plunge, and it was the first time, it was 39 degrees. It was the first time I'd ever gone into a cold plunge and didn't tell myself that it was freezing cold. I closed my eyes really deep and tried to go get the water as far as I can up my neck to cover and stimulate my vagus nerve, which also helps calm your system. And I just stayed so deep with nasal breathing. So deep, slow, long inhales through my nose, and then deep, slow, long exhales out through my nose. And by the way, these are all tools that I learned from Brian Mirabella on Instagram. I've done a few private sessions with him. His Instagram is breath_verse. He's so knowledgeable. Highly, highly, highly recommend following him. And I definitely need to have him on because he just has such profound insights and knowledge to understand why it's so important for us all to learn how to breathe. My love-hate relationship with cold plunges is so real. But like I share in this episode, once you get yourself to that place of realizing you can do really hard things, the benefits that you feel from immersing yourself into this freezing cold, I know, and I hate cold water, has without a doubt strengthened and improved my mental health. And it's reduced inflammation in my body. And I have to say, I love my Sun Home sauna and my cold plunge. And truly, it's the contrast therapy of going from hot to cold, from hot to cold, that first of all makes it more bearable, because you get your body so warm in the sauna that you actually want to go in the cold. But like, once you get your mind to that place of knowing that you can literally do anything you put your mind to, anything, it's just like this feeling that comes over you that helps you see a strength within yourself that like you didn't even know was possible. And then you go back in the hot and it's almost this like internal level of challenge with yourself and you're mastering your mind that you just never even knew that you could do. Sun Home saunas were named the top sauna and top cold plunge brands by Time Magazine, Sports Illustrated, Rolling Stone, and their products are trusted by professional athletes in the NBA, NFL, UFC, and the Olympics. As much as I lean on loving the benefits, I equally love that it's chic, and that's important. The quality and, very important, the safety and the durability that Sun Home offers is top, top quality. You can use code Melissa Wood, MelissaWood, for $300 off. That's a lot, you guys, like $300 off a sauna. I don't know that I've seen it before. Off your choice of the sauna and cold plunge if you visit sunhomesaunas.com/Melissa Wood for more information. I wouldn't miss out on this opportunity. Do your future self a favor and get your home a sauna and a cold plunge from Sun Home. So I stayed so deep with my breath. Kim was with me and Kim was chatting it up. I had to go deep within my soul because every experience I had had prior to this was just really jarring to the system, if I can be honest. And this is the first time I've actually felt relaxed. Like I felt so calm and in my body. Like I remember being so present. And I think that is what I love most about submerging myself in freezing cold water is it makes you present and it helps you drop deep into your breath. And when you are so connected to your breath, that is what makes you so present and in the moment. I stayed in that baby for, it was like, I just watched the minutes go by. It was like 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minutes. When I hit 4 minutes, I was like, okay, you can do this. And my inner mantra from the beginning when I got in the water was, you can do hard things. You can do and face the most challenging things. You are strong. You are powerful. You have this inner strength within you that you haven't even scratched the surface of. The more that you can stay with the things that maybe you think, I don't want to do that, but you know help you experience incredible benefits after, that is when I know we have these life-changing breakthroughs. And when the gentleman in the room mentioned that I had been in that baby for 6 minutes, I had all of this just like adrenaline and emotion and energy like rush to my head where I was like, you can do anything. What you put your mind to and what you tell yourself, the thoughts that you think most of the time become what you believe. So what you choose to fill yourself up with matters. When I was walking around telling myself that I couldn't stay in a cold plunge, I hated it, it was too cold. Guess what? I couldn't stay in a cold plunge because I hated it and it was too cold. That became my living, breathing reality. But when I learned to calm my nervous system on a core level, and this is just something that I am on, like I said in the beginning, just a constant quest of understanding myself. What makes me tick? What makes anxiety spike for me? What makes me feel neutral? I want to live more in a neutral zone. My therapist and I talk a lot about this. I am so used to highs being high, lows being low. I no longer want that to be my baseline. I know and believe that we can all find this neutral zone in our life. And I had to have a breakdown after getting out of the cold plunge. I mean, full on, like, hysterical. Started laughing, and then it turned into the deepest cry. Kim actually thought I was joking and wasn't sure if I was laughing, but then it was like I was hyperventilating. It was so intense, but it was so beautiful because I had to break down to really see this breakthrough in my life, and that it was just so much bigger than the cold plunge itself. And I realized I had this weird aggression towards a cold plunge because it was just mirroring what I needed to see. And it took me so long to see it and to be with this lesson of understanding that we are powerful beyond measure. And we truly, truly can do things that we thought we couldn't do. And we can do incredible things in this life. We can. And I experienced a power within myself that I hadn't seen before. And I've given birth to 2 kids. This was something different. It's helped me open up a channel within myself. I've been doing more challenging, calling in, surrounding myself with light, with light beams of energy. If I sense certain things in my life, just tapping deep into the gut, listening, really, really listening, because what we're afraid of and what we're fearful of can be some of the greatest lessons we experience in our life. If we can find the courage within ourselves, get really damn curious and brave, and you gotta have grit, because you got to keep coming back, you guys. It can't be this one and done mentality and then wonder why you're walking around not feeling good. This is about tapping into all the resources in your life that help you show up as the most unstoppable being, because we are unstoppable. And when you believe that about yourself and you have the support of whatever you surround yourself with, whether that's a higher power, your archangels, your spirit guides, I call them all in. I'm going to talk so much more about this because I will tell you that that helps me feel the support on many levels, especially when I'm experiencing something really scary. We can do literally anything that we put our mind to. And I get really excited about this stuff. I get really excited about people having these experiences themselves because sometimes it takes something that you never would have imagined. Like for me, a cold plunge to teach me something about life and that I needed to see within myself, a strength and a power that I know is in there. Sometimes we just have to stay very committed with ourselves and the practices that help bring it to life. Do all the things that make you feel like you are on top of the world and you can accomplish anything, because you can and you will. When you have that mindset shift, what you feed yourself is fuel for our brains, our bodies, our soul. So give it some goodness. Give yourself thoughts that are going to lift you up, make you feel like you can do and take on anything, because you can. Okay, let me sidebar and just talk about the benefits of a cold plunge. First of all, the thing that I notice the most is enhanced mood and focus. When I met Noah after coming out of the cold plunge for 10 minutes, and this was actually at Bathhouse, he was like, you are high on life. Like, I was buzzing. They help reduce inflammation and muscle soreness. They can improve recovery and physical performance, improve immune system, improve resilience and self-management. Yes, yes, yes. And accelerate metabolism and improve cold tolerance, which I can tell you from someone who truly thought I hated being in the cold. I started at 10, 15 seconds, went up to 30, 40 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, to 6 minutes, to 10 minutes. These benefits are just something like, I always say, don't trust me, try me. I hope you enjoyed that episode. We have a special offer for our Move with Heart listeners. When you join MWH as a new member, you will receive an entire month, that's 30 days for free. And this is in addition to our 7-day free trial. All you have to do is head to melissawoodhelp.com and use code MOVEWITHHEART. At MWH, we believe this practice is not just about building this body you desire. This work is about building a better, stronger relationship with yourself. And that is why we offer everything from movement, meditation, and nutrition to help you not only look, but most importantly, feel your best. Follow me on Instagram at Melissa Wood Tepperberg and MWH at Melissa Wood Health. Tune in for an all-new episode next week, and I cannot wait to see you all on the mat.